as you probably know, we've got 14 sets of toilets here in Newquay, which is by far higher than any other town, I think, in the southwest, actually. If we look at places like Weybridge, they have three. St Ives have six. But yeah, in Newquay, we have 14. That's hugely expensive for the taxpayers. We pay almost, well, it's over £1,000 a day, in fact, it costs us to run toilets here in Newquay. So we're always looking for ways to reduce that overhead and reduce the burden on the taxpayer, because we understand that that's just not sustainable. The Pentire Headland one, we were promised the car park by Cornwall Council, and we hope that that would offset the cost of those toilets. Unfortunately, they then decided they were going to give that to the Heritage Trust, and so it makes it less, less logical for us to keep those toilets on that site. So we have offered them to the Heritage Trust, and we just haven't heard back from them. So my hope is that they will take those on. As for the Chester Road ones, these are some of the least used toilets that we own, among the 14 sets that we do. And they, cost a lot of money to maintain. Obviously, vandalism's really high on our toilet infrastructure, and then, the ongoing capital refurbishments that we have to do in all of our toilets. So it's a cost benefit analysis. Chester Road, comes out in terms of the least used. So we are just exploring what we can do with those sites.
So does that mean, because it's come quite suddenly, and does that mean there's a chance that Chester Road may reopen?
So I think, we're looking at all options at the moment. Obviously, we're moving into winter. Whether we like it or not, the toilets are largely used by tourists, and as taxpayers, we bear the brunt of that throughout the year in our council tax. And so we're looking at, sort of reducing some of the costs over the autumn, winter, and then early into spring, on all the toilets. So that will be part of that. As for what we do longer term with Chester Road, I think that's yet to be decided, and I think we'll discuss that at the next full council meeting. But for right now, we are just looking to try and, save some money, as I say, because it's just so expensive running these toilets in town. But I think, fear not, there are 12 other sets of toilets which is are still available in Newquay, which are twice as many as any other town in Cornwall, certainly, and probably in the southwest. And so there's still plenty of toilet provision available, many of which are free, like the train station, skate park, etc.
And for those that would come back and say, and I had seen some comments online today that would say, you're all about the people who are traders, work out and about, work outside all the time, maybe people who have medical conditions, that they will rightly be concerned that facilities aren't so readily available in those areas now.
Well, I suppose I would just say, like I did a moment ago, there's, we have 12 other sets of toilets in Newquay, by far more than any other town in Cornwall or the southwest. There are plenty of toilets around in Newquay if you're a self-employed worker sort of travelling around town. So by all means, search those out. But the full details of those can be found on the town council's website. Lots of toilets available for, for people to use in Newquay still, and evidence shows those two are not particularly well used anyway.